بارك الله فيكم سيدي. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أجمعين. Just a mulahadha from the last hadith that we finished. There's a word we use that incorrectly read it as demthun. It's actually demithun. The correct dhabt of it is demith, which means soft. Soft. It describes the kalam, the speech of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we continue with the hadith that we started yesterday. وكان من سيرته صلى الله عليه وسلم في جزء الأمة إثار أهل الفضل بأدبه وقسمه على قدر فضلهم في الدين. فمنهم ذو حاجة ومنهم ذو الحاجتين ومنهم ذو الحوائج. That we talked about the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he divided his time up into three portions of time. One was for Allah Ta'ala, for ibadah specifically, and the second was for obviously all of his time sallallahu alayhi wasallam was for Allah, but one specifically for Allah Ta'ala in the form of ibadah, one in the form of the time he gave to his family sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and one for himself sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And almost all of the spare time he had for himself, he then gave it to the ummah, and he didn't hold back from them any. And so Sayyidina al-Hasan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that his father Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib karramallahu wajhahu wa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he further then describes that part of his time that he gave to the Muslims, that it was from his seerah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the way he would carry himself, that he would prefer in that time to give from his time and to give from his adab, from his excellent manners to the people who came to them in a manner that's commensurate with their rank and their virtue in the deen, in Islam. This is something also very important that we have to be careful in our own practice, and we also have to be careful that we teach our children, because children don't do what we tell them to do. Rather, they will emulate what they see you doing when they grow up. Even though it may not seem like it right now, it will happen one day. And so we have to show them that we honor people with their rank in terms of their fadila and the deen, not, you know, based on how much money they have or based on what political position they have or what will happen in the akhiru zaman. In the akhiru zaman, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam will say, yukramul mar'u ittiqa'a sharrihi, that a person will be honored just because you're afraid of like their evil or what bad they'll inflict you with. That we shouldn't show them that the people you should honor are people of money or of dunya or of power or of evil. Rather, we should show them that the people who are most worthy of our honor, like the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, are the ones with the most fadl, with the most virtue in deen. And from amongst them, people would come to him with their needs. And someone would have one need, and someone would have two needs, and someone would have many different needs. فَيَتَشَاغَلُوا بِهِمْ وَيَشْغَلُوهُمْ فِيمَا أَصْلَحَهُمْ وَالْأُمَّةَ مِنْ مَسْأَلَتِهِ عَنْهُمْ وَإِخْبَارِهِمْ بِالَّذِي يَنْبَغِي لَهُمْ. And so then he would, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, be busied with them, and he would also busy them by giving them and telling them, as well as the rest of the ummah, and through his questioning and through his information that he gave to them regarding what they should be doing at every time or what's most appropriate to them. He would be giving them yani good advice and islah, correcting what's wrong with their situations and with their ahwal. وَيَقُولُ لِيُبَلِّغِ الشَّاهِدُ الْغَائِبَ وَأَبْلِغُونِ حَاجَةَ مَنْ لَا يَسْتَطِيعُ إِبْلَاغِ حَاجَتَهُ فَإِنَّهُ مَنْ بَلَغَ سُلْطَانًا حَاجَةَ مَنْ لَا يَسْتَطِيعُ إِبْلَاغَهَا إِيَّاهُ ثَبَّتَ اللَّهُ قَدَمَيْهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam then said, let the person who is present let this message reach, let the person who is present take this message to the person who is absent. And also, the person who is present, who knows about the needs of other people who are absent, let them bring those people's needs to my attention as well. For verily, a person who will take the needs of those people who are not able to bring their needs to the authorities, it will carry their needs as a middleman and inform the authority about those people's needs, Allah Ta'ala will reward them by making their 2 feet firm on the Day of Judgment. And this is a completely like different model than what people say. If a person is an authority, nowadays they say, don't bother me with what other people have to say. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was very concerned with not just those people who came to him, but also those people who didn't come to them or were not able to come to them. And he would inquire about what the needs of people are. And he said that a person, right, this is a shafa'a hasana. This is a good intercession, that a person should know that someone else needs something, and the person who can fix their problem, they don't know who that is. If you in the middle know who that is, you should take that person who needs something and the person who can help them and put them together. Even though you yourself, all you did was inform one person about the problem of the other, even that's enough that Allah Ta'ala will make your feet firm on the Day of Judgment. May Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala give all of us so much tawfiq. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala rasulihi sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam ajma'in.